This is Carlos, Carlos, Covarrubias, 331-88. So these are all today, and today's the 14th, by the way. Chief complaint, cough, congestion, shortness of breath, fever, sneezing, headache. Carlos is a 35-year-old gentleman, just moved to this area. He works in Houston in a warehouse. He drives 45 minutes. They bought 16 acres. Him and his wife and the rest of the family live in Tarkington, Tarkington. He comes in today with above-mentioned symptoms for the past 3 days. Review of system as above, along with nausea and vomiting, lymphadenopathy in the neck, palpitations, feeling dizzy. COVID immunizations up to date. Right behind me. Oh, his, I don't know.
I have this one and
this one. Yeah. I have the, this is the ladies in four. COVID immunization is negative, medications none, medical problems negative, surgical problem none, social, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink, lives with wife and kids. Family history is non-contributory, he's alert, he's awake, he weighs 198 pounds, 98%, 99, 18, 61, 117 over 64, heart positive, phone positive 2, lungs, fear, bronchitis, TMs are red, posterior pharynx is very red, neurological non-focus, King shows no eyes, TMs are red bilaterally with no evidence of meningismus, number 1, sinusitis, number 2, headache, next number is bronchitis, next number is flu A is negative, next number is, I believe the patient did have flu A, or B, because his wife has it now and he has secondary infection. Next one is because of his palpitations. We did an echocardiogram, which was negative. Next one is because of dizziness. We looked at his carotid ultrasound, which was within normal limits. He has copious lymphadenopathy in his neck. Next one is because of nausea and vomiting. We looked at his abdomen, which was also within normal limits. Next one is he receives ZPAC now. Next one is Medrol dose pack now. Next one is Bromford DM for cough. Next one is rocephinogram now. Next one is dexamethasone 8 milligram now. Next one is he's going to come back and see me in 1 week. Next number is his wife says he doesn't like to go to the doctor very much, so we went ahead and did his blood work, and I'll call him with the results as soon as available. Thank you.